Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Kevin Scott reminding you to remember the time you've been listening to the Hardline. Afternoons 3 to 7 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Gandalf, that ring you gave me works great. I've been hard for like 9 hours.
No, Frodo. You're not wearing it right. Here, let me take it off.
No!
Is a KTCK sports presentation.
This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Because I think he gets a little uncomfortable when there's cameras around and everybody else is around. I mean, he yucks it up fine, but...
He's a secret yuck monkey. He would like to be a yuck monkey for a radio station.
I don't know about that.
All right, well, let's listen to Cobra and Shaq.
All right, big boy. We're with our the greatest interviewer in the world. I guess interviewee, Shaquille O'Neal. Now, these are hypotheticals, okay? So, what would you do? Your first question. Kings, the Sacramento Kings. They're going to beat you every time for the rest of your career. Unless you get a penis transplant and you get Earl Boykin's penis.
Earl Boykin's is my penis.
It's the Hardline, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into?
What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline. Three, two, and one.
Stand back, burrito!
Kick it.
Is the time. 23 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time, according to the Tower of the Friendly Mercantile. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is the Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tick heads and ticket chicks. It is Monday, the beginning of a new broadcast week, live from the nurturing bosom of the mothership. After making it back from Cowboys training camp in California.
A little bit of a letdown, a little bit of a bummer today, don't you think? Semi? Maybe? Perhaps?
Yes.
Bryce?
Why are we let down? Because we're not there?
Yeah.
Well, this time last week, we were outside.
It's very festive out there, you know?
Sunshine.
Don't you feel better out there?
Yeah, it's very cool out there. I don't know about you boys, though, but I'm ready for a little downtime here.
Okay, well, your downtime, though, you've had none.
Right.
You came straight from Europe.
Right. That was a very quick turnaround for me.
Yeah.
Well.
And I didn't like it.
Well, Ron, just hang on because December 23rd is right around the corner.
I know.
Right around the corner. And if you're thinking, well, maybe we'll have a long weekend. You know, we'll take off a Friday. No, we don't have any time, buddy.
That's cool.
It's all allotted.
That's cool.
Yeah, we know about you. You know what? I'm going to start checking your vacation. Start checking your vacation.
I worked 3 days while you guys were off.
Yeah, I know. Maybe that's what it was.
When is your big time?
Friday.
This Friday?
Yeah.
Get this, Runs. You know, he was so enthused about going. I love this story. Tell me this isn't so Snake.
It really is.
You know, how he's been telling us that he's been telling us for 3 months that he's going to go see the dead. And that out there on that Long Island or wherever. You know how he's been telling us that?
Right.
Got it all planned out. Got everything handled. You know, going to take off next Friday. Guess what?
What?
He screwed up on the dates. It's this weekend.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Which I found out
Uh-oh.
This
Uh-oh.
Yesterday.
It's this weekend. So now instead of taking off next Friday, he's got to take off this Friday, go to that stupid concert in New York.
You know, then, I was going to say, it seems like this is coming up on us rather quickly.
And yeah. then he's going to have a nice little flight Sunday, either through here and get on another flight to get to California, or that always dicey, very long coast-to-coast flight on Sunday.
Hmm. Well, what are you going to do about that?
I don't know.
I hope it cost you a fortune. I do. I swear I do. I hope
Why?
It cost you... You know, just because... I mean, I shouldn't wish that on my buddy.
I should not wish that on my buddy,
but I hope it cost you $500.
All right,
but here's the question that's being raised by all this, Grego.
No, the company ain't paying for it.
Well, yeah, I know that.
And I'll see to that.
All right, but here's the overriding question. Is the dead worth it?
You know, you're asking the wrong guy. I mean, I'm not into that. I never have.
Is the dead with Captain Trips gone worth it?
All right, you're a guy that kind of grew up in that era. I really did.
Yeah, but I never got them.
Okay, what is it worth it? Well, you're more qualified to answer that question than me.
I never got them.
It'll be worth it for me.
It probably will for you, but I hope it costs you $500. That's what I hope. I'm hoping.
I haven't even told my wife
Well, they
yet.
Better have somebody hellacious playing with them, do they?
Warren Haynes.
Who's
Warren
that?
Haynes.
All right, but any other bands?
I mean,
is
this...
No, Warren Haynes is sitting in with them. He plays Jerry.
Well, all right, well, that's fine.
No,
but...
it's them. There's no opening act.
And there's no opening act or anything like that?
No. Nobody wants to see
it. I thought it was a big festival.
No.
Now, when is it? Saturday?
I'm going Friday and Saturday.
They play twice?
Two shows.
And there's nobody to open for them? You'll get so tired of that crap.
And you're going to both of them?
Yeah.
Both shows?
Yeah.
You know, Ron, I swear, I so hope that this is going to be the biggest whip of a travel ever. I hope you have to get up early in the morning. I hope you have to make a late connection. I hope you have a layover in Dallas. And I hope it costs you $500.
All right.
If it costs him $500, that's going to put a big dent into his mushroom budget.
Now, Corey makes a lot of money, man. He's rich.
Shut up. So I
don't know whether to keep going with this or take a break and continue it on the other side.
Well, I want to.
You know what? We'll talk about it on Thursday because there's no more to say.
I want to
yes,
find
there
out.
Is too. There's
you're
plenty
gonna,
more.
Gonna
I want to know why you were a half hour late to work today.
I want to hear about.
We'll get into that too.
I want to hear about the logistics because you're going to work those out today, right?
Yes.
The flights and everything. That's what I want to hear about.
I may be flying into California Monday morning.
No, that's unacceptable.
That is unacceptable, Ryan.
That is unacceptable.
Well, it may be happening. It may be happening.
Because I don't want to.
You know what another option is?
I don't want to get that call saying, you know what? It's not my fault. They canceled my flight. No, you get there Sunday night.
You know what an option is?
What?
There's a flight that leaves New York. You know, our flight leaves from here at 10:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
There is a 7 a.m. New York to Dallas flight, which puts me here at 9:40, which I can...
You can make that. Okay, that's what you need to be on. You need to be on that 7 o'clock flight.
I'm going to see the dead
that
night.
I don't care.
Then I have to...
Ron, is that our problem? You need to be on that 7 o'clock flight.
Come on, man. Don't you want some stories? Don't you want me...
Oh, we'll get stories.
Oh, yeah, we'll get stories one way or the other. Stories are not the issue.
So does that 7 a.m. flight, does that come out of LaGuardia?
Yeah.
I've been on that flight. Me and Georgie's taken that from Desperados before. It's a bitch. Getting there. Because you're going to be out on Long Island, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How far is that?
It's about... So you'll be flying out Sunday morning. It's probably about an hour. There's still traffic.
Now, where on Long Island are you going to be?
I don't know.
You just know you're on
LIE,
Long Island somewhere.
That LIE
I don't know
is,
anything about Long
You know what that
Island.
LIE is about? It's about like the 101.
On Sunday?
The Long Island Express. Yeah.
And you know what fun you had on the 101 last week?
You don't think it's that bad. Like me and George, we had the 7 a.m. flight, and we left our hotel out on by where the Nassau Coliseum is, and we left at 5 a.m. And we were pushing it
up all night.
Can you handle it at your advanced age?
I don't think so. That's why I don't think I'm going to come in Monday morning fresh.
No.
Fresh as a daisy.
No. No.
twirling around.
All right. Hey, and see, you know what that is? Remember the plans we had, how we were going to go up into Laurel Canyon and all that?
I screwed it up. Yeah.
If you're on that 10 o'clock flight with us, you can make it. You need to leave on that 7 a.m. flight. You need to do that. I know it's going to be tough, but hey, you can sleep on the plane. Look, roll up your little headset like you do, your headrest, your little secret.
Or I'm locked in.
Where you locked your head. Locked you showed me the other day. You said, look at me, I'm locked in. I can't move.
And get to sleep with the face of determination like you do.
What do I look like?
Do I have a story to tell y'all about somebody that fell asleep. Oh, man.
Wow.
And I want to find out why you were late.
Well, it says here I dookied today. That next year on the ticket.